Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, The Robe of Righteousness, already in progress.
If it's that important that I have to forgive somebody 490 times, then why is it that it's that important? So let me read on a little bit further and let's see what he says there. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his account up to date with his servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his servants was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. Actually, about $4 billion. Now I realize that, you know, $4 billion between friends, what's that? Those are numbers that's so big, most of us can't even think about that, can we? You think about a billion, but this guy owed $4 billion. Wow, that's a lot of money. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold. Now, this is where I began to see this was totally different than anything else. Not only was he going to be sold, but along with his wife, she was going to be sold. And then his children were going to be sold, and then everything that he owned to pay the debt. So what's going to happen to his whole world? It's wiped out. That's right, brother. Maybe this guy was like Job. Maybe he had 10 kids. I mean, I think about Dave back there. You know, him and his wife have had 6 lovely babies, all of them healthy as they could be. And I wouldn't even want to think about what happened if something come through here and killed all 6 of his children in one day. Can you even imagine that? No. It's unbelievable to even think like that. But, you know, that's what Jesus is trying to tell us here. He said, because this man didn't have the money to pay, I'm going to sell him. I'm going to sell his wife. I'm going to sell his children. I'm going to sell his assets. And everything he has is going to be sold to pay the debt. Everything. So he ain't going to have nothing left. He's going to be one man by himself because of this huge debt. Okay, let's go to verse 26 and let's see what it says. But the man fell down before the master and begged him, please be patient with me and I will pay it all. Does that sound kind of like us when we come to Jesus to get saved? Lord, I realize I'm the worst sinner that's ever been. But Lord, please, if you can find it in your heart, will you please forgive me and save me? What does he say? Sure, come on in. That doesn't turn none of us down, does he? Is he awesome or is he awesome? Yeah, he is more than awesome. Yeah, okay, let's read the next verse. Then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave the debt. Now, does that sound just like our Lord? Yeah, he forgave every one of us. We all owed a debt we couldn't even begin to think about paying, and he just said, that's okay, I'll forgive it and pay it all. Wow, okay, verse 28. He says, but when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. Can you even imagine that? No. You'd think the guy would have a little compassion. Wow. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged him for a little more time. Be patient with me and I will pay it, he pleaded. Does that sound kind of like the other guy? Next verse. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put him in prison until the debt could be paid in full. What a nice guy. Well, let's see what the next verse says. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Verse 32. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, you evil servant. Now, how would you like for God to call you an evil servant? I know what happens to the evil or the wicked. The King James said he called him a wicked servant. And so I don't want to be called wicked by the master, I'll tell you for sure. And said, you evil servant or you wicked servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Verse 33. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? Verse 34. Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he could pay his entire debt. How long do you think you're going to be in prison before you pay your bill? If you owe $4 billion and you're going to be in jail now. You ain't going to be out there where you can make money. You're going to be there a long time. And not only are you going to be in jail, but these little critters we call tormenting spirits, demons, are going to be released to torment you for your whole life until they kill you. Now then, are we beginning to understand why Jesus said it's very important that you forgive 490 times? Hey, when you get a hold of what this scripture says and you realize this means what it says, I don't care who it is or what they do to you, you will never hold a grudge against anybody for anything. Not when you, because look what this next verse says, verse 35, look at this. That's what my heavenly Father will do to each of you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart. Now you can understand why Jesus said, forgive them an infinite number of times, right? 490 times is not even enough. If it takes 5,000 times, just keep forgiving. Because if you don't, I'm going to have to turn you and your wife and your children and your assets over to the devil and the tormentors, and you're going to be tormented until he kills all of you. Isn't that sad? But that's written in the book, isn't it? So now then, do you understand why Jesus said forgive everybody? You understand why so many people in the church that says, I will never forgive her. I will hold a grudge against her, or I'll hold a grudge against him. But ma'am, you got to forgive your husband or your ex-husband. No, you don't know what he did to me. I will never forgive him. And then next time I see her, 6 months later, she's dying with cancer. And people just don't put the two together. Is that what it says? That's what it said. Do you want to live a long, healthy life? And you have to obey God and do what he says. If you obey God and do what he says. Now, I'm going to close with one more great promise that'll heal anybody that'll believe it. This is a wonderful, awesome promise in James 5, 14, 15, and 16. I want you to see this promise. James 5, 14, 15, and 16. If this is the only verse we had, if we would do what God says, if we would forgive everybody from our heart and walk in love and do what he says, I don't care what you've got. I've used this verse to heal people with terminal cancer. I mean, men and women, if they only believe and get rid of their sin, then when you use James 5, 14, 15, 16, and 17, this will work. Look what it says. Are any of you sick? Who's that clued in the church? All of us. That's right. That's everybody. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church. They should come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Now, does that seem too hard? No. No, doesn't seem hard at all. Okay, let's see what the next verse says. In verse, such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed sins, you will be forgiven. So let's see what the next verse says, 16. So confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Is that an awesome promise? I mean, so who would that heal? It could heal anybody that believes. If you had people that are praying the prayer of faith that believes. Now then, if you call a pastor or his elders or deacons and ask them to anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith for you. And if he says, now then, God, if it be your will, you might as well just throw him out. Yeah, you throw him out because the Word of God says God's kingdom is not a kingdom of unbelief, but it's a kingdom of belief, a kingdom of faith. When you come to me and ask me for anything, he says, you must ask in faith, nothing wavering. So if you believe, he says, if you don't believe I can do what I promised I would do in my word, he said, you're double-minded and unstable in all your ways. And he said, let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Is that something? Will that promise get you healed? If you need healing, will that promise, James 5, 14, 15, 16, will that heal you? Yes, it will. Jesus, the one that wrote that, he will heal you, but you got to believe that. So, before we start praying, I want everybody to think on their self, if I have a sickness in my body, how long have I had it? Let me go back to when it came upon me and let me find it. Lord, show me what I did that caused it to come upon me. Because the scripture says the curse cannot come upon you undeserved. Proverbs 26:2. So So if the curse cannot come upon you undeserved, then if you got sickness in your life, you got some kind of a sin in your life, and you need to get rid of that sin. Let's go to the next verse, verse 17, and I want to let's just see what most people never read the rest of this. Elijah was a human being as we are, and yet when he prayed earnestly for no rain would fall, no rain fell for 3.5 years. Verse 18. Then when he prayed again, the sky sent down rain and the earth began to give its crops. Okay, yield its crops. Verse 19. My dear brothers and sisters, if someone among you wanders away from the truth and is brought back. Did we ever see anybody get away from the truth? Absolutely we do. So this is where it's our job to go and tell them. So now if we go and tell them, if they wander away from the truth and if they're brought back, let's see what the next verse says. You can be sure that whoever brings a sinner back will save that person from death and will bring about the forgiveness of many sins. Is it important to be about the Master's work? Just because you're a Christian, is all you have to do to be a Christian? Just say, I'm a Christian and not do anything else? Or do you have a job to do? We have a job to do. Yeah, we have a job to do. We're to tell people about Jesus. And if we see somebody lying to somebody or cheating or running around with somebody else's wife or husband or whatever, and you know that they're not doing right, it is your job to go talk to them. Because if you don't go talk to them, what's going to be the results? He said, you're going to bring forth death. Is that what he said? Right. You're going to save a sinner from death. Does sin bring forth death? Absolutely it does. Now, if you don't care, then just keep doing what you're doing and let them go ahead and they'll die. And then the blood will be on your hands and then God's going to hold you responsible anyway. Isn't that sad? Wow. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your word that's been spoken and proclaimed here today by Jeff and Dave and me. And Lord, we thank you for bringing your people here. We thank you for forgiving your people. We thank you for healing your people. And we thank you, Lord, for blessing your people and in sending them out to do great things for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and glory. Amen. Amen.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled The Robe of Righteousness, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.